Order. Order. The House will come to order straight away. Order.
Another day, another round in the never-ending point-scoring contest between National and Labor, beginning with this request from Labor List MP Carol Beaumont.
I seek leave of the House to table the Moneylenders Licensing and Regulation Bill 2011 and the Responsible Lending Bill, and that they be deemed to have been read a first time and refer them to the Commerce Select Committee forthwith.
Leave is sought for that course of action. Is there any objection? There is objection. Order. 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 Order.
That jeering coming from Labor at the government's veto on adding Carol Beaumont's Responsible Lending Members Bill to the Moneylenders Licensing and Regulation Members Bill from National's Bezeta Sam Lotoinga, and sending them both off to a select committee without having to wait for them to be drawn ahead of some 30 other members' bills in a ballot. Then it was National's turn to hoot and bray at Finance Minister Bill English's response to this question from Labor's Stuart Nash.
Since the facts clearly show that the country's economic position has deteriorated since his government took office, when will he present a real plan for the economy like Labor's, or is his only plan to sell state assets in a falling market?
The Honourable Bill English.
Mr Speaker, I can make this absolute commitment. We will never produce an economic plan like Labor's.
Question numbers.
Mr English's Cabinet colleague Paula Bennett set out to score more points with the help of this patsy question about improvements in helping vulnerable children from National backbencher Nikki Wagner.
Has the Minister had any feedback on these changes?
The Honourable Paula Bennett.
Mr Speaker, yes, there has been significant support from the public and professionals, but a deafening silence from the opposition. There are two possible reasons why the members opposite were struck dumb last night in the estimates debate, refusing to take even a single call on vote social development, more than 30% of all government spend.
But Paula Bennett was about to be ruled offside by the Speaker.
Either they completely agree with everything that was in the May budget for
order,
social development.
Order. Forgive me, but I'm not sure whether the opposition chooses to speak in a debate is a matter for which the minister is responsible. If the minister wishes to provoke disorder, it's a pretty effective way to do it, and I'm not sure it's that helpful.
After that minor setback, National resumed their attacks across the chamber. Their Auckland Central MP, Nikki Kaye, blaming Labor for more than just their management of the domestic economy.
Mr Speaker, there are riots in London. The financial markets are volatile, and Labor have been distracted for a very long period of time. The fact is, Trevor Mallard is doing cycle races, and Phil Goff is more concerned with remembering which notes he had in a meeting and attacking senior public servants than helping the people of New Zealand. The reality is, this government has implemented a strong plan of economic reform.
And that plan's in this year's budget, its third and final stage being completed at the end of the general debate. Now from the chamber to the committee rooms, and this report from Rhys Lyon.
An inquiry into New Zealand's boarding houses was back on the agenda for the Social Services Committee as it heard a second round of submissions following on from last week. First submission came from Hikainga Oranga, a research group exploring the links between housing and health. They were represented by Kate Moore, who outlined the differing rights granted to boarding house tenants compared to other rental tenants.
For a periodic tenancy in a house or apartment, people to be evicted without a stated reason, if you're in house or apartment, you have to be given 90 days notice, but if you're a boarding house tenant, you only have to be given 28 days. And in the case of rent arrears, if you're renting a house or apartment, you're required to be given 21 days notice, but if you're renting a room in a boarding house, you only have to be given 48 hours notice that you're going to be evicted.
Ms. Moore said this was unfair and cited the United Nations.
The disparity between the tenancy protections offered by the state to boarding house tenants compared to people in private tenancies is discriminatory. The United Nations Centre for Human Settlements is clear that security of tenure should be considered a human right and should be afforded equally to all people of all incomes in all housing sectors. So the current law provides the least protection to the most vulnerable people who are the most likely to need protection from unfair eviction.
Ms. Moore made a recommendation to the committee.
So we think that it's important that boarding house tenants be provided protection from eviction that's at least equal to the protection provided to people in periodic tenancies in private houses or apartments.
Kate Moore, representing the Hikaianga Oranga Research Group in a submission to the Social Services Committee's inquiry into boarding houses in New Zealand.
That report from Rhys Lyon. I'm Tom Fruin, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.